Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I am Kayleen Welsh, and I am a guide to a lighter life. I always want to start these podcast episodes with asking, how are you doing? Life feels pretty heavy lately. Endings and upheavals seem to be the name of the game. It's change and transformation on a big scale, and for many, life feels messy and unsteady. I hope you're doing okay. It's not easy. Change is uncomfortable. I think of the word distressing. It's like stress is being distributed everywhere. So take a breath. I can't repeat often enough what a powerful tool we have with our breath. It helps to regulate our nervous system, which, with all this stress energy, is amped up and reactive. So take a breath. As we sit in the final hours of this Aries-Libra eclipse window, I invite you to consciously and intentionally step forward for the transformation. We are walking the line between the old and the new. It is the turning of an age. We are moving from an age of fear to an age of love. The age of chaos is meeting the age of a new spirit. You have a part to play. That's why it's so important to take care of yourself. We all do. We all have a part to play. We have been getting schooled around I versus them issues for some time now. And it's time to show up. It's time to demonstrate what we've been learning. 2 weeks ago, we had a lunar eclipse, a full moon in Virgo, which brought the energy of cleansing and clearing, shining a bright light on the impurities of our life, the habits and negativity bias that holds us back. That was preparation, making space for something new to emerge. And now, on Saturday morning, March 29th, just a few minutes before 6 o'clock, we will be under the new moon of Aries. And as it is in close connection to the nodes of the moon, it is an eclipse, a partial solar eclipse. The nodes of the moon are also called the nodes of fate. In their association with an eclipse, it's like unplugging. The light of the sun gets blocked, giving us a cosmic reset, an energetic course correction. We get redirected. The energy gets shifted in a little different way. The nodes always sit in opposition, and astrologer Tracy Marks says that the south node, which is currently in Virgo, is the gateway to the past and to previous sources of nourishment. It's essentially our comfort zone, the things we're used to, the things that we like, the way that we really operate. The north node, which is one of the heavy hitters that is currently in Pisces, is the gateway to the future and is the emerging energies of nourishment which can feed the self we are becoming. Because we're changing. Things are happening. We can see it all around us. And there is so much cosmic energy at play. I can't help but believe. This is the time we've been waiting for. It's terrifying and exciting. And yet, we are ready. We can do this. We have streams of subtle energy supporting the breakthrough that comes with the breakdown. We're in the breakdown. That's going on all around us. The breakthrough can come. There's a lot to break down, and likely more than we really even yet understand or see or have an idea of. Transformation isn't always pretty. Creation usually requires some prior destruction. So this eclipse is the second of this series, and it's the first pair of 2025. It is particularly potent, coming just a week after spring equinox, and there are a lot of cosmic players involved. For this new moon, the sun and moon come together at 9 degrees in the sign of Aries, the archetype of the pioneer, the way shower. It invites us into new life, a new frontier. It is the sign of emergence and rebirth, reflecting the natural world around us as it too bursts forth into new life. The world revitalizes with exuberance and enthusiasm. The Aries archetype brings a message of hope. It reminds us that all things are possible. We can conquer our fears and demons. We can bravely look at our shadows, rise above them, break through barriers, and step boldly into our light. Courage emerges from the heart as we feel the force of change prodding us into action. It's much easier to remain in our comfort zone, maintaining those personal, familial, and cultural status quo ideas. You know, in our comfort zone, we feel secure. We know who we are and what's expected of us, even if it's built on outdated and unsubstantiated beliefs and illusions. The energy of an eclipse brings us back to reality. If we haven't been paying attention, it can hit us up along the side of the head like a cosmic 2x4. If there's something that needs to be attended to, it will show us. So with this new moon eclipse, I invite you to expand your vision, to look beyond your opinions, beliefs, and firm mindsets, to see with real eyes that let you see a bigger truth. As cosmic energy, this leap into Aries leads us into a new phase of identity, individually and collectively. We have a powerful opportunity to step beyond what has always been and allow something new to emerge. But to get there, we have to see the shadows. We have to acknowledge their existence, bravely face them, and overcome them with higher vibrational states of acceptance, light, and hope. We need to try on new ideas and actions to fit the new form. Some of the old things we've been doing don't fit anymore. No more secrets or subterfuge. No more hiding behind tough exteriors. The new form calls for honesty, integrity, and right action. It creates an opportunity for a healthy masculine energy to emerge, the energy of protection and strength, of support and safety, of determination and fearlessness. The sun and moon are leading the way into Aries, and there's a whole pack of prominent players right behind them. I'll do my best to break it down without getting too technical or overwhelming you with astrological jargon. But first of all, I want to remind you that these archetypal energies don't just flow into our life and prompt us into some response like puppets on a string. They are flavors of evolutionary energies that support our growth and development. We live in and through these energies. They flow into our system to be processed and radiated outward, and they can help us break through emotional wounds and blocks and elevate us into our greatest potential. Yet as human beings, we have all had experiences of trauma, hurt, pain, fear. This has been the human condition to date. And these create blocks, emotional debris, that clog up the system and so distort the subtle energies that we are being infused with. Whether these blocks and obstacles are our actual experiences or the remnants of intergenerational trauma, they need to be transcended. Gary Zukav, in his work around emotions and our energy system, says that we either process these energies and release them in love and faith, or they get stuck, trapped in our bodies through fear and doubt, which adds to the layers of psychic debris and creates disease. Universal energies are supporting us to release the debris. It is a necessary step to creating a world that takes us into a love-based reality, as opposed to being held back by lower level consciousness that limits our ability to live. That's my understanding of evil. If you look at it backward, backward it's live. So evil, anything that takes us away from greater life. So let's break down the players involved with this new moon eclipse. I will start with Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, and in its highest expression, the archetype of universal love. After 160 plus years, Neptune is in its final moments of transit through its home sign, its place of greatest power. It is completing a full zodiacal cycle, currently at 29 degrees, 57 minutes, having brought its spiritualizing influence through all aspects of human life as it went around the wheel. Tomorrow, March 30th, it will cross the threshold of emergence into new expression. It won't stay there. We don't make major changes quickly. With retrograde motion, Neptune will go back and forth between Pisces and Aries, back into the old and into the new, across the threshold a couple of times through 2025, not really finding any solid footing until early 2026. Its work is solidifying a new understanding of the divine that is embodied, that we each carry a spark of, and that we can see in each other. It seems that we are to recognize the God within in order to see the God without. I want to clarify my ideas around spiritual language. Part of the difficulty of a living spirituality is that we all have deeply ingrained beliefs and we react to certain words based on those beliefs. It's also a mystery, this thing that we're trying to talk about. So there is much beyond our logical and rational understanding. And we just don't have the words. I grew up Catholic, deeply entrenched in the ideas of sin and shame. The God that I was introduced to then was judgmental, in favor of men, distant, and harsh. So I have struggled with using the word God. If you've tuned into my work before, you may have heard me joke that I think the word God was an error in translation from the Aramaic or wherever it came from. They simply left out an O, and the word was meant to be translated as good. So in my personal lexicon, good is what God is. I believe that part of this new spiritualized identity is recognizing that God, or good, the divine, the mystery, the great unknown, is not an external force out there somewhere. It's part of all life, part of who we are, part of our connection to a system that is greater than we can imagine. We have been energetically prepared to recognize that, to see the potential for greater life, and to boldly allow it to come forth. As this energy moves through our unique system, it's processed based on our consciousness, our willingness to address our shadows, and our courage to do something different. In its highest form, we will see unconditional love. We will see love in action. We will embrace creativity and allow intuition, imagination, and inspiration to be the real eyes that guide our actions. But in its distorted or wounded expression, we will see escapism, denial, avoidance, addiction, and emotional overload. Mercury is another big player in this configuration. Now, Mercury is the messenger of the gods and the planet of connection, communication, and conditioned thinking. It's only 1 degree away from Neptune, so it's already kind of like muddying things up. Mercury has moved into Aries, or had moved, it had moved into Aries, up to 9 degrees Aries on March 15th, before it started going retrograde, okay, and it's still retrograde. Retrograde motion means reviewing, reconsidering, rethinking, going over some things from the past maybe, some things that had gone on before or come around to be seen again or to looked at in a new way. So I'd really like you to note, though, that 9 degrees Aries, this point where Mercury started going retrograde, is the point of this new moon eclipse. 9 degrees Aries. I was talking to my friend and fellow astrologer Jerome McGeorge today, and he told me that the Sabian symbol for 9 degrees Aries is a medium gazing at a crystal ball. I take that in that this point offers the ability to visualize a different future. While Neptune moves forward into Aries, Mercury will pass over it going backward as it moves back into Pisces to buddy up with Venus, the North Node, and Saturn before it again turns around and comes back into forward movement on April 7th. Now, this really offers an internal review of our relationships, our values, our sense of peace and safety. We are asked to reconsider our direction, you know, the flow of our life. How do we break free of our stuck places and use our gifts and learning, all the things that we know and can bring to the table? How do we use that to move into a mindset of greater possibility? How do we respond to a longing for something greater? And with Saturn's influence, we are supported to make it all real, tangible, and enduring. Mercury will return to this eclipse point on April 25th. And I just have a sense that we'll have a much clearer understanding of what is happening on a world level and what is ours to do at that point. Right behind Neptune for this new moon are Venus, also retrograde, at 28 degrees, so just 1 degree away from Venus or from Neptune at its 29 degrees. So Venus is at 28 degrees, the North Node, stationary for this eclipse. So stationary means it's changing directions. So essentially it's spinning its wheels at 27 degrees, essentially creating a deeper groove for something new to take hold. And Saturn at 24 degrees, you know, all adding their energy to this great shift in consciousness. The creation of a love-based reality. As the vanguard in front preparing the way for this new expression of humanity are Chiron and Eris at 22 and 24 degrees of Aries. They've been helping us get ready. You know, they've been showing us our shadows, our hurt places, doing the work to make us aware of our wounds and to help us heal them. It hasn't been pretty and it hasn't been easy, but many of us have been doing this work for some time. They've been working together for a while. Chiron entered Aries in mid-February of 2019, a little over 6 years ago, to give us an up-close and personal look at our wounds of identity, independence, and the right use of masculine energy. It moved into close relationship with Eris 2 years ago, in March of 2023. Bringing to the forefront issues of marginalization, belonging, and feminine courage. They will remain in close working relationship, peaking in March of 2026, before they will separate nearly a year later in May of 2027, when Chiron moves off into Taurus. Eris, though, she'll be holding her ground in Aries until 2044. Which reminds me that these cycles and changes are ongoing. It's not a one and done. Change takes time. Changing deep-seated beliefs and healing generational wounds isn't a simple task. Often change requires pain, you know, something that shocks us out of our comfort zone. It doesn't have to be that way. We can consciously engage in the process. We can make space to look at our sore spots and become aware of the way they hold us back, limiting our ability to be present to life. Through the process, the wounds heal, offering us freedom, along with wisdom and insight to share. Thereby, we bring greater healing to all. That is the process of Chiron. And as I said earlier, change takes time. You know, with this energy shift into Aries, we're like newborn colts finding their legs. We are tender and fragile shoots, emerging to survive and thrive through the harshness that life can bring. And yet, despite the dangers and fears that we see and that are around us, there's no going back. Instead, we can lean into the light. The energy of a solar eclipse is said to obscure our vision forward, so that we can take time to reflect on the present, to truthfully see how it relates to our past and reevaluate the steps we choose to take in moving forward. What are we going to do? I've read that solar eclipses have a shelf life of 3.5 years, holding that space for the events around it to unfold. However long this takes, however messy it gets, we were made for these times. With the fire and enthusiasm of Aries, awareness of the spark of the divine within, and a bold and courageous heart, we have a really good start. It seems the universe, too, has a vision. Until next time, shine on. Sweet.